you know, a lot of guys in this locker room fought yesterday, fought hard to win, and, you know, I'm proud of the effort that our team put out there.
What was it like this morning coming in with the guys?
You know, they're all supportive, and, you know, they're fantastic guys here, and I think that speaks to them as individuals and as men, and, you know, to come in here and support me, and, you know, I think to an extent I've earned that. You know, I've come here and I've produced for this team, and, you know, yesterday was... It was, you know, not what I wanted, and it was a key moment, and I have to make that kick. But, you know, I've made my, you know, fair share of big kicks here in my career, and I'll continue to do that. But, you know, that doesn't overshadow what I did yesterday. And, you know, I need to do better, and I think everybody knows that. But I think that's part of the reason why they're able to be so supportive and kind towards me.
Not many people have a situation like that in their life ever. You know, kind of what's it like? I mean, do you not sleep at night? Do you go back and watch the tape? What do you do?
You know what? It's part of your job. You know, I knew that coming into this league that you're going to be put in these pressure situations. And, you know, if you want to succeed at this level, you're going to have to take those risks and, you know, embrace those situations. And yesterday it just, you know, it didn't happen for me. And I got to do better than that. And I'll be the first one to tell you that. But, you know, you'll get over it. And, you know, I'll be more confident going into next year. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, this will drive me to work even harder. And, you know, had those struggles early on in the year, but, you know, finished the year in a really good streak and a really high note. And then, you know, for it to kind of end that way in the playoffs, that was tough. But, you know, I'm confident in my abilities, and I know that I can continue to be elite at this level. And, you know, it's tough. Yesterday's tough, but it's part of the job.
Other kickers or guys around the league reach out to you?
A lot. You know, there's some great kickers in this league that, you know, have said some nice things to me, and I very much appreciate that. I know there's some people on social media who've just been really, really kind towards me, and that's huge. I know the magnitude of yesterday's situation, and I'm not blind to what it meant and what it meant to this team, but at the same time, you know, you have to be realistic and you have to be, you know, compassionate towards other people, and I think I saw that yesterday, and that's huge for me.
You saw it. I mean, you mentioned social media. There's some people on the other side too. Have you looked at your Twitter? Are you stay away from it?
You know what? The people who are saying that stuff are the people who don't matter. You know, there's so many great Vikings fans, and there's so many great people in, you know, in this city that care about Minnesota and understand all the situations that we're in, and you know, the people who are going to say mean stuff, you know, that says a lot about them. And I think the people who say kind stuff and go out of their way to be kind towards me, it says a lot about them as well.
Is that what you learn through a situation like this, is that there's a lot of support?
Yeah, you know, you kind of have that faith in humanity, you know, aspect. And, you know, people kind of show their true colors in situations like that. And, you know, a lot of people reached out to me and, you know, said nice things. But and I'm very appreciative of that. I really am. It means a lot to me. But I think it's important that people understand that, you know, as hard as this is, you know, I'm not a charity case. I'm somebody who's really confident in my abilities, and I know it sounds strange, but, you know, I'll be back next year, and I'll be just as good. I know I will.
With such a strong young core, what do you think is in store for this team?
Oh, a lot. You know, this team showed all year that we could finally win those close games and, you know, really come back when all the chips were, you know, stacked against us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had that good mixture of young guys and veterans before, but this was the first time I felt like we were able to really put it together all year and win those games that were close that we needed to.
Blair, was the idea for you to kick on the other hash? It looked like Adrian went right and then kind of cut back left. Did you want it on the right hash?
There's no, you know, there wasn't really any point into picking hashes at that point because of the distance of the kick, but, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, we didn't really discuss what hash we wanted to put it on. We sort of just go out there and, you know, when it's that close, you just, whatever yards or play they want to run, you know, get as many yards as you can.